You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. We are here at the Castro Theater in San Francisco, and I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our one-man house band, Mr. Jonathan Coulton. Let's give it up for our favorite Mythbuster, Adam Savage. Now, so many of the experiments that you were doing, the myths that you were challenging, look very scary, I would say dangerous to me on television, but I don't know. Which ones were scary to you?
No, they're, most of them that seem scary to you were also scary to us.
Good to know.
There's many times I've sat at the top of a long ramp and thought, well, I've pretty much done everything I can to make this as safe as possible, but this might be the last thing I ever do. That's not so bad.
Are there any myths out there that you're like, we want to do this, but it's just too dangerous? Like, we just cannot figure out how to...
There is a really elaborate one about a truck full of liquid oxygen that spills on the road, and the liquid oxygen combines with the asphalt, the petroleum product, to turn the entire road into a bomb. And we have... Yeah.
That does sound dangerous.
No, it's...
And awesome!
But so we've researched liquid oxygen to discover that it is the scariest substance on Earth. That it literally, and this is no exaggeration or hyperbole, can turn an oily rag into a high explosive if you hit it hard enough with a hammer, for instance. But it does not do that predictably.
Oh.
So we could spend $100,000 on a tank full of liquid oxygen and spill it on a roadbed that we'd have to have built in a desert because we can't use a real one. And then what if nothing happens, which is often the most dangerous possible thing? Because nobody wants to go over there where nothing's happened yet.
Right. You just have the intern go over and start hitting it with a hammer.
Yes, exactly. No, I'm cool. I'll just wait over here.
I thought one of the most fascinating myths you did, it was all about if working out sobers you up when you're really drunk. But what was amazing is that for that one, I've never seen this before on television, someone just sitting there and going, I'm going to get trashed. And we watch you get trashed.
Yeah.
It was,
we don't do that anymore.
It was groundbreaking.
We've stopped doing the drinking myths because it's too hard on our bodies. It sounds like a great idea to get drunk at work, but then think through being at dinner with your family that night and you're already hungover. It doesn't matter that you know why you did it. It still feels like you made a really dumb life decision.
Is it painful to watch that footage? Because most of us don't get to watch the footage of us getting drunk.
Of the drunk episodes, I really prefer the ones where police are involved, because whenever I have like more than two beers, all I do is tell cop stories to cops.
You're the perfect audience for this one.
Well, my desire for difficult people to like me comes out, and I'm just telling cops story after story after story, trying to get them to laugh.
All right, so we are going to throw you in the puzzle hot seat a little later in the show.
Okay.
But right now, we're going to ask you to help us out with a game about Mythbusters. Would you be into that?
Absolutely.
All right, Adam Savage. Let's welcome our next two contestants, Sarah Ormeland and Sean Finnerty. Sarah, Sean, I would like to know, what is the most dangerous stunt you have ever done in your life, or a risk that you've taken, Sean?
So I was on the rowing team in college, and I was the coxswain, which is like the little guy who yells at all the big guys.
Yeah.
And we had some dead time between practice one time, and there was a seesaw there. And we had the bright idea, we're like, oh, let's put Sean on one end of the seesaw, and then a bunch of us are going to jump on it. And then so we kept trying, and like it went fine the first time. We're like, oh, we could go higher. Like, let's do more people. Like, find the bigger guy. And nothing broke. But I could have gotten a lot of trouble. Coach Gain, if you're listening, we apologize.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds scary. There was a balance and an imbalance involved. Sarah?
I would have to say breaking into the Belize Zoo at night.
Sure, yeah, I know. I've done that.
Yours is way cooler.
Why? Let's start with that question.
Well, you can actually sleep at the Belize Zoo. They have cabins there. And unfortunately, my boyfriend and I arrived at night. And also, unfortunately, the Belize Zoo is literally in the middle of nowhere. And the bus dropped us off, and the bus driver literally laughed at us when he dropped us off and said, "The zoo's closed." And my boyfriend said, "Should we go try to find a payphone?" And I said, "No, I think we should climb over the fence."
Right.
So this car pulls up and says, "Are you trying to sleep at the zoo?" And we said, "Yes." And they said, "We've been waiting for you. Get in our car." And we said, "Okay."
Sure. That is a bizarre and sweet story. So, Adam, over the years, you have tested nearly 800 myths, and along the way, you've used 12 tons of explosives and destroyed over 100 cars.
Yes.
That's pretty impressive.
I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
And so, in this game, with Adam's help, we are going to take a little trip into the past, see if these contestants can figure out which myths were confirmed and which were busted. For example, we mentioned the myth that goldfish have a memory span of only 3 seconds. Adam, did you find that to be true or false?
Actually, we found that that is something people with goldfish in tiny bowls tell themselves to make themselves feel better, when in fact Jamie, as a teenager, trained a goldfish to ring a bell when it was hungry. they do definitely have a memory of longer than 3 seconds.
So the truth is, they are fully aware of their horrible existence.
Absolutely. Okay. Yep.
Okay, Sean and Sarah, we're going to alternate between the two of you, so we'll give you a myth that the Mythbusters have tested. Just tell us, did they confirm it or did they bust it? You can get electrocuted by urinating on the third rail of a train track. What do you think, Sean?
That was busted, I think.
Adam?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Girls don't have this issue or
No. Girls and boys would have the same issue, which is that your pee is laminar for the first couple of inches, but then it goes turbulent and no electricity will travel through
Tell
those droplets.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Actually, now that I think about it, a girl would be more likely to be electrocuted because she's...
closer to the ground.
Yes.
Well, it looks like we're going to have to try that one again, huh?
All right, Sarah, this one's for you. Using one's cell phone while pumping gasoline can cause an explosion.
Confirmed.
Adam, what do you say?
That was actually busted.
Busted!
People are shocked and appalled.
It basically turns out that the cell phone generates no electrical spark whatsoever when you're opening it or using it, but that people on their cell phones will tend to get in and out of the seat while pumping gas. And getting in and out of a cloth seat of a car can generate up to 20,000 volts of static electricity, and that is plenty to ignite the gasoline fumes around your tank.
Wow.
So when you pump gas, just don't get out of the car.
Don't move.
So it's amazingly, it actually turns out that this happened more to young people who get out of the car unlike us old people who get out of the car holding on to stuff and thus grounding ourselves against the body of the car. Young people hop out full of electricity.
All right, Sean. You can break a wine glass by singing at the right pitch.
Confirmed?
Correct. You are absolutely correct.
And what is that? What is the? Is it a note
actually,
or a
it
range?
Turns out to be if you take a nice crystal wine glass and you tap it and it goes, that is the note at which you can shatter it. And a heavy metal singing teacher, Jamie Vendera, told us about the technique. He used a speaker with a special modification on it to do it. But for us on camera, we got him to do it with only his voice, and we have confirmed that that's the first time it was ever caught on film or video, was done on Mythbusters on this stage right in front of you.
All right, Sarah. A penny dropped off a skyscraper can kill you if it lands on your head.
I'm starting to feel really bad because I feel like I've seen these on the plane, but like not watching them.
Do you know, every time I'm walking back from the bathroom and I see people watching Mythbusters, I always want to go, "Hey, Zern, do you have any questions?"
I'm going to say busted.
Correct. It was busted. The penny will never have enough of a velocity to actually cause you any damage. We made a penny go 2,500 miles per hour, and we couldn't break bone with it. More than that, the Empire State Building's observation deck is 130 feet back from the street, so you'd have to be able to chuck a penny pretty far in order to get it to the street to begin with. By the way, all the floors below that are littered with change.
Trying. Just trying.
Somebody's going to get rich someday.
Yes, exactly.
All right, this is your last set of questions. Sean, a person can stay underwater for an extended period of time by breathing the air from a car tire.
Confirmed?
I'm sorry, that was busted.
Oh.
I know, it seems like a reasonable thing, and every time I watch the footage, I think I should try again, but I gave it like 3 full tries underwater, and I could not get good, solid breaths out of the car tire.
That wasn't a James Bond.
It was James Bond, and Jason Bourne also did it in The Bourne Identity. Totally not possible.
Yeah, those tires are good for nothing.
Sarah, you can make a seaworthy boat entirely out of duct tape.
Sounds amazing. Confirmed?
Yes. We have, in fact, made 4 seaworthy boats in the course of doing Mythbusters, a sailboat, a 22-foot outrigger canoe, and 2 rafts that actually survived Class 5 rapids.
How much tape are you using per vessel?
Well, it was like 20 to 150 rolls of tape.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very cool. Well, you know, it's also great. We have a tie.
Oh!
Nice job, Sean and Sarah.
Okay. Tiebreaker question. Which of these things did we discover that a can of cola can do? A, clean a toilet. B, remove bloodstains. Or C, degrease an engine?
Sarah.
How about... clean a toilet.
Nope, I'm sorry, the answer...
Was it remove bloodstains?
Yes, it is remove bloodstains.
All right. Sean, we're going to see you at the end of the show, and thank you so much to Adam Savage.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.